Hi guys, welcome to the CE Okoye podcast with Chima Okoye. You are in for an experience of a lifetime, so don't go nowhere. There is this popular saying, the buck stops here. And like most of us already know, this means that the responsibility for something cannot and should not be passed to someone else. This phrase was popularized by one of the past US presidents. I think it's President Harry Truman, who kept a sign with this phrase on his desk, referring to the notion that the president has to make decisions and accept ultimate responsibility for those decisions. Now, this leads me to the question, how responsible are you? Now, this is not to insult or abuse anyone, but to call us to order. It is no news what is happening in Nigeria, which even attracted the attention and engagement of individuals from the foreign scene. Everyone spoke up, demanding that our leaders step up and act as leaders for once. It started off as the End SARS movement. For those of I'm sure, in fact, the End SARS movement is no news. It's not something new. It's something that everyone already knows what it's about. But as necessity required, it metamorphosed to the End Bad Governance campaign. You would agree with me that everything rises and falls on leadership. Therefore, if it is well, it is because of the leaders. And if it is not well, if all is not well, it will be because of the leaders. True or true? Now, question is, who really is a leader? This takes me to what we're talking about today. Character, not age. Who really is a leader? We all know that a leader is one who is at the head of everything. But I beg to differ a little. Or let me just say, I would like to add to that definition that beyond being just the head, you are actually, or a leader is actually the one who takes responsibility. So I can say that a leader in the real sense is one who walks, dare I add, a servant, one who is willing to lay his or her life and lose it all for the interest of the people he is leading, you know, for his, you know, his followers. So now, from what I have said so far, can we now say that we've had real leaders? Let me go further to even ask, you know, if given the opportunity to lead this great nation, will you do a better job? Now, I'm not trying to endorse what actually, in the real sense of everything, the truth is that I'm actually all for what the youths are demanding for. And we are demanding, it is simple what we're demanding for, take responsibility. I think that is what we are really asking for. Just be responsible. Don't pass the buck. Let the buck stop where you are. Let the responsibility land at your lap, and then you take it up. It's not necessarily so. To be very honest, I don't think that it is really about the age. Rather, it is the character of the leader. So, in as much as we are agitating for age, let us also be very, very careful to know what we really want. Is it that what we really want is a young leader, or is it that what we really want is a leader who has character, who is accountable? My task on this episode is really simple. You don't need to be the president of this nation, or any nation for that matter, to make a difference. Lead from where you are. You may say that, yes, I have heard this over and over and over and over again. Everyone has his sphere of influence. All you need to do is just dominate it. At your place of work, in your family, in your church, anywhere you find yourself, just take responsibility and own that sphere that you are leading, that you are in charge of. Make sure that you exhibit the right set of character, and then make sure that you are passing the same thing to the people that you're leading. It's that simple. So if everyone takes care of his or her own area, I think that Nigeria, as the bigger picture, will turn out fine. Secondly, parents need to understand that the responsibility for training your children is not supposed to be left to nannies and teachers and all that. Give your children the right set of values. Teach them what it means to actually have good character and be intentional about it. How do you become intentional about teaching them the right values? By being those things that you're teaching. You're teaching them not to lie, don't lie. You're teaching them to be straightforward, you be straightforward. You're teaching them to stick to what they say, you do the same thing. Walk the talk. Teach and build character intentionally. And lastly, prayers. Of course, we know that at the end of the day, it all boils down to this. We might say, oh, in this nation, we are too this, we are too that. At the end of the day, you need to understand that the spirit rules the physical. And the place of prayer can never be underestimated. So guys, that's all we'll be able to take for today. Thank you so much for kicking it with me today. Have a very blessed day and a very fruitful week ahead.
Thank you guys. Don't forget to share your thoughts and ideas. See you next time.